Charlie, many people have criticized the Green Party, or at least the Nader candidacy for the presidency of the United States in the year 2000, as playing a spoiler role and hold the Green Party responsible for the election of George W. Bush Jr. What's your response to that, and how, if any, mechanisms have you and the Green Party articulated about how to respond to this so-called spoiler problem?
Well, at the root of the spoiler problem is our winner-take-all political system that does not exist in most of the rest of the world, that most democracies today use some form of runoff voting or proportional representation to allow for different parties to develop and represent the various interests in society. But my response is to the Democrats who are particularly upset in 2000 about the Nader's role in the 2000 election. I said, well, look at 1992. You know, it worked the other way then. The winner-take-all system made it possible for Perot and the Reform Party to take actually an even larger percentage of the votes away from then-President Bush. And Clinton was elected president in 1992 with about 41-42% of the vote. Actually, George W. actually had 47% of the vote, so he's more representative of the nation than Clinton was when he was first elected. So, you know, people forget that it cuts both ways. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Ultimately, the issue is not Nader, it's not Perot, it's not these spoilers. The issue is what kind of democracy do we want? And I think that we need to move to a system that requires that anyone who represents us in any office be elected by at least 50.1% of the voters, a majority of the voters. And until we come up with a system that does that, we're going to have this spoiler problem.